Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Had a great conversation today with a marketing consultant. This is somebody who has a ton of experience and some really interesting experience too. And we were talking and I was looking at his website and the copy, and I was really impressed by it. I mean, I really liked his website so much that I actually shared it with some of my other clients so they could look at it and kind of borrow from some of the things he did there. But at the same time, it wasn't entirely clear to me who he wanted to work with. The copy was good. The way everything was framed was really good. And I really liked the way it was presented, but I still didn't really know who he wanted to work with. So I dug a little bit deeper there and I said, well, look, who do you want to work with? Because he was kind of speaking as if he wanted to work with entrepreneurs. That's how he kind of framed the audience, entrepreneurs. And I said, well, okay, I mean, that's kind of broad. That's kind of vague. What kind of entrepreneurs? Entrepreneurs are not all the same. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm very different from other entrepreneurs. So what kind of entrepreneurs are you talking about here? And he goes, well, look, I've worked with a lot of different kinds of people. And then he went and named all these different kind of verticals. And he goes, you know what? I've had a lot of success with realtors. I said, okay, well, tell me more about that. And he goes, oh, well, you know, realtors, they have this problem and that problem. And I do really well with them for this and that reason. And I've got a bunch of clients who are realtors and they get really good results. And I said, okay, well, look, here's the thing. I get that and it makes sense. But if a realtor comes to this page, they're never going to know this is for them. And he goes, well, you know, realtors, they do see themselves as entrepreneurs. I said, yeah, that's fine, but it's still not very clear. Because what you're telling me is that you get really good results specifically for realtors. And maybe you get good results for other people as well, but specifically for realtors, got a really strong track record. And the way that you're talking about the work you do with realtors demonstrates that you really know what you're talking about in that space. That doesn't come across here. If I'm a realtor, I don't really know if this is for me. Maybe it's for me. Maybe I kind of get it. Maybe I feel compelled by it, but maybe not. But if you build something like this, a landing page that really clearly focuses on realtors and you speak directly to the needs of realtors because they have really specific needs, then that's going to be much more clear. And now you can go out, you can target realtors, you can target them on LinkedIn, you can run Facebook ads. There's easy ways to target realtors once you have a message that clearly speaks to them. The reason I'm sharing this with you is because this is a pretty typical challenge. And the funny thing is, this guy that I'm talking about, he's a really smart marketing consultant, like really, really smart. But giving advice to clients is very different from acting on the advice yourself. I mean, it's eating your own dog food is a tough thing. It's hard to see the label on the jar when you're inside it. So I can guarantee you, if he saw a client making the same mistake he was making, he would have seen it right away. He would have said, you know, who's your target client? Who's your avatar? Who do you want to work with? Make it really clear that you understand them and their needs on this page. But he wasn't doing that for himself, because it's hard. When you're the business owner, it's hard to see these issues for yourself. But my bet is you're making a very similar mistake, that in an effort to speak to everyone, you're actually speaking to no one, that you've kind of watered down your message and you kind of made it nice and vague, nice and comfortable, nice and safe, such that, you know, you feel like pretty much anybody within a reasonable scope, if they come to this page, they come to the website, they see this message, they're going to see something they like here. But what's probably happening is people might think it's nice. Like, I thought it was nice when I saw it. So I said, well, it's a nice page. It looks good. I like it. But didn't compel me to act because I wasn't the audience. And so if you don't know who the audience is and you're not speaking their language, they're not going to be compelled to act. And I've seen this time and time again. I'm seeing this right now with a lot of my coaching clients who are going through a messaging exercise and I'm really forcing them to drill down on the specific client they want to work with. And when you drill down at that level, when you get really specific, all these insights come through that you wouldn't have discovered otherwise. But oh, you know what? This kind of client, they really want something like this, or they're really looking for this, or they really have this problem or this challenge. And when you go a level up from that and you make it more broad, those challenges and those specifics disappear. But those specifics are what make your marketing collateral, your marketing communication, your copywriting, that's what makes it powerful. That's what gives it teeth. So my advice, go into the specifics. Get super targeted, super laser focused on the specific client that you want to work with, that you can help, that you can do your best work for, and talk to them and them only. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.